This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. Eli McDonald, the father of Sam, is another interesting character from our story, Bloodlines. Today I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. In his later years, Eli was just about the most decent of men one could find. But for the first half of his life, he wrestled. The son of Will and the Kitchikami, Eli found himself caught between two worlds. Eli's son Sam would one day write about his grandparents, Will and Nicky, calling their union the savage and the Christian. Sam's Scottish grandpa Will was the savage. His Shawnee grandma Nicky was the Christian. But who was Eli, the only son of this odd union? He found himself torn between the disparate visions of his two parents. His father, Will, only seemed to want solitude, loved the wilderness, and did not flinch at killing. His mother, Nicky, loved her Savior, her Christian community, and only wanted to serve. To complicate matters, Eli had learned the story of his uncle, Tecumseh, who during the time of Eli's youth had risen within the eastern tribes as a strong advocate for war against the white man. This same Tecumseh had spoken a word over his father at his parents' marriage ceremony. He said, "Out of your loins will come two men with strong medicine. With their lips they will drink from a bitter spring. With their ears they will hear the cry of the blood. With their eyes they will see the dark root of evil in men's souls." Was Eli one of these two men? He did not know. He did not know. So, for many years, Eli's life revolved around this quandary. As soon as he was old enough, Will took him into the wild to teach him the ways of the wilderness. He learned how to hunt, how to fish, how to track, how to survive. The last time he saw his father, Eli was only 14. His training in frontier life was not complete, but he had a great deal of experience under his belt. Well, his father, Will, died in 1813 in the Battle of the Thames in southern Ontario. Shortly afterwards, Eli took off to the wilderness to redeem his father's many tomahawk claims. A tomahawk claim is a mark on a tree with a tomahawk signifying the claiming of land. Eli, now in his early 20s, made it his mission to consolidate his father's Kentucky wilderness land claims. The court battles that ensued, though, nearly destroyed him, and after 3 years, with minimal success, Eli had secured only a small percentage of the land his father had claimed. In 1816, Eli headed east to Culpeper, Virginia, to the town of his McDonald grandparents, but his grandparents were long dead. Like Eli, Will had been an only son, too. And when Will disappeared, his parents had no heirs. Eli found their home, now occupied by squatters. Enraged, he burned down the house and drove them off. Now, Eli's grandfather had been a miller, and ashamed of his actions and wanting to somehow connect with his family heritage, whatever that was, Eli sold the property and purchased a mill in Sudley Springs, about 30 miles east of Washington City. There he met the woman who would become his wife, the lovely Sarah Ashby. In 1818, Sarah gave birth to John Ezra, and in 1820, she gave birth to Sam. But her delivery was hard, and she didn't survive. A year after Sarah died, Eli concluded that he couldn't be the man of the prophecy. He had too much evil in his heart. 7 years passed. He gave up on his mill, pulled up stakes, and moved with his two boys to Springfield, Ohio, where his mother, Nicky, now lived. Well, Nicky died a tragic death in 1836. John Ezra, now 18, headed off to Pennsylvania. The following year, Sam departed for medical school. Eli, now nearing the age of 50, decided to head west to Shawnee Mission, Kansas, and work with the Reverend Thomas Johnson on the Shawnee Reservation. There, he met and married a gentle Shawnee woman named Cornflower, and at last found peace. There's much more to Eli's story, and one day I'm going to tell it. But next, we're going to learn a bit more about Sam. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.